Following a DA request with technical expertise to assist with salvaging the stalling Kyburg Nuclear Power Plant's life extension project, the International Atomic Energy Agency has confirmed directly to the DA its willingness to assist with the process under the auspices of their Department of Nuclear Safety and Security. With the DA having secured this commitment from the IAEA, it is now up to the Minister of Energy, Gwede Mantashe, the National Nuclear Regulator, and ESCOM to formally submit a request accepting the IAEA's offer and inviting them to come and assist with Kyburg's life extension project. To this end, I have written to the aforementioned parties to appraise them of the IAEA's offer of assistance and warn them of the dangers that may accrue to Kyburg's life extension project should they reject this potential technical support. Having taken note of the grave warnings that were raised by the IAEA in its review mission to Kyburg from 22 March to 31 March this year, and Kyburg's own persistent challenge that posed a threat to the renewal of its license beyond 2024, we wrote to them requesting short-term technical assistance to bring the life extension project back on track. The IAEA has presented South Africa with a unique opportunity to bring in international expertise that will partner with Kyburg engineers to bring the life extension project back on course. Rejecting this offer of assistance will be reckless and detrimental to Kyburg's continual operation beyond its prescribed lifespan.